Yeah. Time right now for our next guest on the programme, and please welcome David Faratian, who is a consultant hypnotherapist at the Cumbria Hypnosis Mindfulness Clinic. David, good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening to you, Darren. Yes, keeping well in these strange times. Thank you.
I'm glad you're keeping well. I've been asking all the guests on the programme tonight just so we get a picture, because normally we have like all our guests come into the studio, so it feels a bit weird for me just speaking to you on the phone. So,
of course.
Describe for me where you're sat and your surroundings at the moment.
Well, I'm sat with my lovely other half and my dog, and we are currently on the sofa in front of the TV, like probably a lot of your other listeners.
Yes. Probably the entire country is doing that, I think, at this moment in time.
I think so.
Yeah. So is it just the two of you and the dog that are isolating together, or have you got other people in the house as well?
No, it's just us. It's just us, actually. We've had the unfortunate situation that my partner showed some of the symptoms a few weeks back, and therefore there was a bit of isolation going on in our house. Mm. But it's concerning times for everybody, so we just do what we can.
And is your partner okay now? Is it all?
She is now, thank
good?
You. Yes, I mean, I started to develop one or two of the minor symptoms,
right?
But I'm glad to say that they seem to have receded now, so that's good.
Good, that is good news, and let's hope that continues. It's as you say, it's a really scary time, though, isn't it? And
it really is.
Every little thing, every time you cough, you think, oh, have I got it? It's. I think everyone's on sort of ultra paranoia as well, aren't they?
Tenterhooks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, David, tell us about, in normal times, what does your job involve? What do you actually do?
Well, actually, I have a very unusual job. I'm a hypnotherapist and a mindfulness coach. And I have my own private clinic, but I also work closely in association with cancer care. So I help people who are, you know, dealing with anxieties and phobias and just general mental health, problems. Showing them ways not to call it mind control, which is what people think when they think of a hypnotist, but more of a case of helping them control their own minds for better functioning.
I see. Okay. So I'm guessing then, really, in these times that are strange and odd to us all, what you do is really, really useful to people, because it's a really stressful time for a lot. Some people are having anxiety and just really sort of struggling to cope with it at the moment, aren't they?
They really are. And the main reason, of course, is because of the unknown. Mm. And our bodies naturally are sort of running their own protection mechanism. And that protection mechanism is around, you know, sort of the anxiety of a future that hasn't happened yet. So unfortunately, you know, we tend to make ourselves, flood our body with cortisol and, adrenaline. And we make ourselves feel worse than we need to because, you know, in real terms, we're not under any threat. When we're in the house, we're safe, we're okay. But our minds tend to, you know, lead us into being uptight all the time. And this, of course, has a very negative effect on our sleep patterns.
Mm. Yeah, I guess as well, you say we're all nice and safe in the house and everything, but of course we're sat there with the news on and we're chatting to people on the phone and everyone else is talking about it, and it just escalates the whole thing, doesn't it?
I'm afraid so, and with social media as well, it becomes an echo chamber for your own fear as you start to just listen to other people, you know, worried about their own lives, and you get naturally drawn into that drama. And of course, that's very bad for your mental health unless you can redress the balance somehow.
So how can that affect people and their sleeping patterns? And I'm guessing it's really bad for sleeping.
It's mainly to do with the fact that we have these different waveforms in our brains. I mean, looking at very in simple science, the brain has an active, what we call our beta frequency, which is our active mind. And when we're operating at that frequency, we don't tend to, when we go to bed, we don't tend to sometimes switch that off and go to the lower frequency, which is more resonant with deeper, more useful sleep. Mm. Because, you know, when we sleep, the body carries out a number of functions. And first and foremost, it's about repairing the body. It's about restoring the energy. And you need to have not just the right amount of hours. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, you get 8 hours sleep. That's what most people talk about.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the hours. It's more about the quality of sleep. And during times of anxiety, we don't get to those deeper levels. And that tends to be the problem. So you wake up feeling drained. You wake up feeling like you're still on edge. Mm. And your functioning tends to suffer because of that.
And I suppose as well, people tend to be at the moment, because we're stuck indoors a lot,
yeah,
less active. So I suppose we're not even as tired when we go to bed. So that makes the whole situation even worse.
Very much so. The whole rhythm gets thrown, and that's why it's even more important that you don't try and upset that routine too much. Mm. You know, people are getting up later and going to bed later.
Of course.
And that can have another negative effect on your overall getting to sleep and staying asleep. So yes, you have to redress that balance somehow again.
So if someone came to you with this problem, they're feeling anxious, that they're worried about the whole situation, their sleeping patterns are all over the place, and it's I suppose that's stressing them out even more because they can't sleep and they're more tired. Mm-hmm. What would be your general advice to them to try and sort this out?
Yeah, really, it's something your listeners can do straight away, because we all have built into us this system, which is our rest, recovery and relaxation mode. It's called your parasympathetic system. And you can trigger it by learning the right breathing patterns. If you can learn to slow down your own rhythms, then actually it's quite counterintuitive. Most people try to chase sleep and try to fall asleep. And of course, you've had that experience of going after sleep and getting more anxious because you can't get to sleep. That causes you to get, to stop those waves ever slowing down. So what I do is I teach you to learn a very simple breathing pattern, and it's not mine. It's
We appear to have lost David there. We're about to get to a really interesting bit about how we do this breathing technique. We'll try and get him back, and hopefully we'll find out what that technique is. I think it will be really, really useful. Yes, hopefully soon. Right, okay. What we'll do, we'll get back to the tunes and play some New Order in just a moment.
Coming together, your local BBC Radio Cumbria.
My goodness, these boys can eat. At a time when you're trying to stay away from shops as much as possible, I'm finding it quite hard thinking about snacks. I asked them to write a list each of snacks they thought they could have.
Chocolate, party wings, apple, grapes, animal biscuits.
Can you see now why I have concerns? And for anyone thinking they won't eat their dinner or their tea,
fruit string,
they do,
brunch bar, nuts, cereal,
and then they're still hungry.
Coming together, your local BBC Radio Cumbria.
You missed out lollipop.
Great stuff. It's BBC Radio coming 23 minutes past 8. We'll play that New Order song in just a moment. But David is back. David.
I'm back.
Hey. Probably so many people are using the phone lines at the moment. I think the whole
system's going on
under pressure, isn't it?
I apologise. I don't know what happened.
Oh, not your fault. Don't worry about it. Anyway, welcome. You're just about to tell us about these breathing techniques we can do to try and help us sleep.
It's called the 4-7-8 breathing technique. And really, if your listeners wanted to have a go at it, it's very straightforward, but it's very, very good for helping you to slow down your rhythms, those rhythms I was talking about before, so that instead of you chasing sleep, you're bringing yourself to a level where you're more resonant with natural sleep patterns. So instead, sleep catches you, if that makes sense.
Mm, I see.
So we can do this through breathing in through the nose for a count of four, holding it roughly for a little bit longer. It doesn't have to be exactly seven, but then slowly letting the air out through your mouth for a count of eight. And you can do that, you can do that as a general mindfulness exercise. And it not only makes you feel better, but it's also very, very good for your body and very good for your mind.
So would you do this when you're sort of lying in bed trying to sort of nod off?
Well, indeed, you could do that. You could do it while you're just lying in bed. Or my advice to a lot of your listeners is to just make sure that bed is a place to sleep. You were talking before about this whole idea of, being surrounded by the news and Facebook and YouTube and all the things that are on there at the moment. They're not helpful. Mm. And you probably take those to bed with you. And it's really important that you don't do that. It's important that bed is a place to sleep, because otherwise your mind associates it with, stress and drama and anxiety. So leave those things behind. Put your phone downstairs. Make sure all those devices are off. And then just, go to bed and think like I suggested, the kind of breathing, which can be helpful.
I guess you would say, no TV in the bedroom. Make it a sanctuary.
I would say that. I really would. I mean, I was, a fender myself in the past, long before I used to do this. And I really don't think it's helpful to stimulate your brain. You've got to maybe listen to something relaxing like classical music, or, you know, if that's not your bag, then just try and listen to Waves. So there are plenty of apps that are available online that you can download and expose yourself to those kinds of rhythms that allow you to slow down. And that way you might just find that you trigger that natural cycle more effectively.
I'm certainly making a note of some of your tips here, because generally in life, I'm one of life's rubbish sleepers. However, since lockdown's been happening, and of course we're allowed this hour of exercise a day, I've taken up jogging, which I'm not the best at it. But and because I feel like so unfit and doing this jogging, when I get to bed at night, I am shattered. I am gone in seconds.
That's really, yeah. And that's great, but so many people don't seem to be able to do that. And again, it's down to that active imagination.
Mm.
So you've got to be able to somehow mitigate against that by thinking calming thoughts and trying the very best you can. If you can't just think of those things naturally, slowing your metabolism down and slowing down the frequencies that we were talking about. But the exercise side, again, is an important part. Of course it is. And I'm sure you're aware, like your listeners are, of this whole idea of Joe Wicks at the moment. You know, he's very popular and he's doing great service, I think, to the world in teaching people how to exercise. And we'll probably come out of this thing a lot fitter, I would probably think, at the end of it.
Yeah, very true.
Anyway. But no, exercise is critical. Because, you do need a balance of all those neurotransmitters, you know, like endorphin, serotonin and, dopamine, making sure that your body has the right balance of chemicals. And sometimes, again, when we're stressed, there is a total imbalance. But this is, again, another way to mitigate is to exercise. So you're doing exactly the right thing, if you don't mind me saying.
Good. That is good to know, actually. So... obviously, lots of people at the moment are working from home and they're managing to do that. With your job as being a hypnotherapist, is that something you can do? Can you sort of, chat to people on the phone and do those sessions remotely?
It's very interesting, yes. I mean, up to this situation, everybody worked in a certain way, but we've learned to adapt, become a bit more creative.
Yeah.
And so, yes, now certainly in my practice, I treat everybody online. I haven't seen anybody for the last 3 weeks in person at all.
Right.
So
does that feel weird or is it, becoming the norm now?
It's becoming the norm now.
Yeah.
It really is. And very comfortably so. I mean, I think I get a bit of more eye strain, staring at a tiny screen. But no, it's doable, more than doable, as long as people can hear what I have to say to them, because all language is unconscious at the end of the day. And my process is all about, unconscious training and change work that we do, through hypnosis, through trance work and all the kinds of things that are involved in that psychology. So it can be done over the phone.
I suppose people feel a bit more comfortable in their own home as well, actually, when they're having this one, because I suppose it's out of the norm for them, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, I've actually had, it's unbelievable. With the power of Skype, etc., I've been able to treat a person in China. I had a young woman that I was treating in Hong Kong not so long ago. And as long as you have a decent internet connection, you're good to go.
Great stuff. So are you taking on new patients right now? People listen to this thinking,
indeed.
The sleep thing's nightmare. Yeah.
Actually, it's important for people to realise that even though, things have locked down in different places, people are still anxious.
Oh, are you still there, David? We're having a nightmare with this phone line tonight. Can you still hear me?
Hear me?
Yes, oh, yeah, there we go. You're back. That's all right. Good.
I'm here. Yes. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, no, you're good. We can hear you. Carry on.
That's great. So what I was just saying basically is, yes, even though there's this lockdown, people still need help, Darren. And so it's important for them to realise, yes, that help is still there. And, hypnotherapy is sometimes it's got a little bit of a connotation. People think it's all to do with the mind control and Paul McKenna and, dancing like a chicken.
It did cross my mind earlier on, to be honest.
Yeah. But no, I've had a pound for every time people thought
I
that.
Bet,
no,
yeah.
It's actually a lot more sophisticated. And you can treat a full range of things, from losing weight, stopping smoking and, maybe like we've been discussing this evening, insomnia. But the trend in the number of people who come to me, and that's why I work with cancer care, is the whole idea of anxiety as well, you know, phobias, these kinds of things that can't always be treated through the typical, you know, speaking therapies, you know, that you get sometimes through the NHS or, you know, when you go to your doctor. So it's just another, it's another alternative.
I guess the worst thing about doing these things remotely when someone's in their own home is, you're trying to get in the middle of a hypnotherapy session, it's all going well, then their other half walks in, like a cup of tea, I'm in the middle of this.
Well, up to now, touch wood, they've been very good, Darren.
Good.
They've been very good. I haven't even had any pets wandering in. Or
oh, that's all right then.
They actually isolate themselves, probably give them their marching orders, and, you know, they isolate themselves for their session. So, no, it's good. It's good.
Fantastic. Well, if someone wants to get in touch with you, David, and find out more about your services, do you have a website or a Facebook? Or how do people get in contact?
Darren, my website is www.cumbria-hypnosis.com or cumbriahypnosis.com, all one word. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Cumbria Hypnotherapy. There's also a YouTube channel with over 50 videos on there to do with this kind of stuff. And if people want to just, you know, get some free resources, they can access those there.
Fantastic.
Including that 4-7-8 breathing technique.
That's what I mentioned earlier. So that's on there, so people can try
there.
That tonight. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. On there.
Fantastic. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and stay safe. And we look forward to seeing more of your videos on YouTube. And thank you very much.
Not at all, Darren. It's been a pleasure. And I wish all your listeners, I hope they keep safe and well out there.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's David Fratin from hypnotherapist at Cumbria Sleep, Cumbria Hypnosis Mindfulness Clinic. Fantastic stuff. Right, to your local BBC Radio Cumbria. We'll have a look at the weather for the Easter weekend in just a moment. But first of all,